You are listening to
Rural Voices,
the Rural Youth Europe podcast.
Welcome back to Rural Voices, the Rural Youth Europe podcast. And we're back at the big one, the 2024 European Rally, this year hosted by Estonian 4-H. Care to stay, dare to change. This week aims to develop our entrepreneurial mindsets and how we can use entrepreneurial skills to ensure a sustainable rural community. Here in Estonia, we welcome 96 young people from 17 different rural youth organisations. And in this podcast, I bring you members of the Estonian prep team, experts that were invited along, and of course, we hear from lots of the participants. Here's a taste of what's to come.
I think from all the participants I've spoken to, it's the passion. It's amazing to see the passion throughout all the young people in rural areas across the world or across Europe.
I've talked with so many participants, right, during these days, and they all say that, all right, let's make a business here, let's make a business there.
So you can just sit, have a chat and share ideas. And that is so powerful. I think people underestimate how powerful idea sharing can be.
Take every opportunity that you can, because you never know what's out there for you.
It's super motivating. There's so many good memories to take back home. And yeah, they're really doing a great job about making memories for rural youth all over Europe.
Honorable guests, Rural Youth Europe's board and office, dear participants.
On behalf of Estonian 4-H, we're really thrilled to have you here in Vora, Estonia.
So I have now been the chair of Rural Youth Europe for the last 2 years and have been a member of the board for the past 5. Over these years, we as an organisation have seen great change while evolving to provide for the needs of you, the members. The European Rally is the flagship event of the organisation and the cornerstone of our work. Long may this continue.
It's the moment we all have been waiting for. It's time to officially open the 62nd European Rally. Here to stay, there to change!
Okay, so we've just had the opening ceremony and we are now joined by Ketrin and Carmen from Estonian 4-H. The rally has officially started. Ketrin, how do you feel that the 2024 European Rally is underway?
I'm so glad that everyone got here. Everyone's here, everyone's happy, everyone is fed. And I hope everything is fine and they will find new connections.
Absolutely. And Carmen, you're the chairman of 4-H Estonia, chairman of the board. How proud are you that Estonian 4-H are hosting this event?
Well, I think it's amazing that we're doing and hosting and having the opportunity to have all these guests over here. I think it's the second time Estonia is hosting the rally, but the first time was in 2008, I guess. Not sure about the facts, but it has been a long time. And as the chairman of the board, it has been my mission kind of to make Estonian 4-H more international. So having Ketrin at the Rural Youth Europe's board is an amazing opportunity. And the talks we had to host the rally was just amazing. And the results, we're going to see you rolling it out during the week.
Absolutely. And it may be raining. Listeners could probably hear the rain, but it's authentic. It's what's actually happening here on the rally. The slogan for this rally is Care to Stay, Dare to Change. Why? What's that all about?
So we got the funding from Erasmus Plus. Thank you, Erasmus Plus. I hope this goes to the video as well. So you didn't see it when you are listening, but we are really glad that we got the funding. And in autumn, me, Teela and Birgit from Estonian 4-H, we went to a project writing camp and we had this 2 days to write the project. And one of the tasks was to actually come up with a theme also, or like the name, because we had the theme, we knew what we wanted to do. So Care to Stay means that there's so many people leaving the rural area and we are trying that people should still be in the rural area or return. So this means the Care to Stay part, that you should care, that you would like to evolve the things around you, and then They're the change. It's the part about the entrepreneurial skills that we are going to improve during the week. So you are in a place and you will see what you can do, how you could do it, and with whom you can do it with.
Absolutely. It's such an important topic because I think so many rural people can relate to that, of people wanting to move away. But this week we're focusing all about entrepreneurial mindset. Why is that important?
I think it's also personally for Estonian 4-H, it has been an important mission to teach our kids. So it's a topic close to our hearts. So now we wanted to expand it to the international level as well. And I think that is something that rural youth all can agree on. It's an essential skill and a competency to have to survive in the rural areas, because if you're not entrepreneurial, nobody will create those opportunities for you, so you have to do it yourself, and that is a competence that will allow you to do it.
Ketrin, the sessions are going to be incredibly varied all week. What kind of topics briefly are going to be covered throughout the week?
So the whole week is based on one model, Entrecomp, which is about how all the skills of being entrepreneurial come together. And so we start the week of getting to know more your opportunities as a youngster, and also learning more about yourself. So more about self-awareness. And then we start moving towards improving the skills. So for example, we have a workshop for financial literacy, and also for self-branding or your image on social media, and then come together with how to solve problems, basically.
And as well as all those sessions covering all those different things, we're going to have all the classics. We're going to have the international buffet. I'm sure there's going to be lots of team building games and things like that. Carmen, what makes this Estonian, this rally? Can you think about some Estonian traditions that we're going to be experiencing?
Well, this weather definitely makes it a lot Estonian. So, but also, I think through the food that we're serving, through the traditions and the games and the way are we doing the workshops, it's a little bit more Estonian. I would say that's more traditional to Estonia than it is to the rallies. So I think that is one way, and we'll definitely have the Estonian cultural night coming in as well. So this is one way we're gonna share our culture and experience as well.
I would like to add also that Estonian youth work is really developed. We have been working on it since we got the independence back for our country, which means over 30 years. Mm-hmm. And we actually really hope that this rally shows a lot about non-formal education and how things could be done and how people can be involved also in the in creating the rally, in creating the youth exchange, which means we will also include participants throughout the week through the sessions. For example, we have the human library where we expect the participants, where we know already so many amazing stories about our participants, what they are doing in their own organization or in their personal life. And we are glad that they will share their experience also with other participants. So we love the participation and involvement in this youth exchange.
So as we said, there are 17 different rural youth organisations present at this event, from Mochrane Afirma in Ireland in the west to Umbrella Georgia in the east. And as we're talking about entrepreneurial mindset, we can also think about how being a part of our rural youth organisations have given us entrepreneurial skills already. At the rally, you learn so much about our different rural organisations. So let's hear from some of the participants about those entrepreneurial skills that they've developed through being a part of rural youth.
Okay, so hi, my name is Marie and I'm from Mochrane Afirma in Ireland. So I suppose like a lot of what we do in Mochrane is surrounding ourselves with our community and getting involved in our community. So I think like we have to come up with creative ways to kind of raise funds for different charities and things like that. So I think I've had a lot of practice and now kind of putting it all into perspective where I could use these skills in other ways as well as for my organization.
My name is Petter and I'm a member of 4-H Norway. So the members of 4-H Norway, they every year they do an individual project, or they can actually do it in groups as well, but it's most common to do it individually. And the project could really be whatever they want to, like they can grow like a garden in your backyard just for fun, not for like farming, but like having just a garden where you have some carrots and some potatoes, maybe broccoli, leak, yeah, stuff like that. And you can just fix your motorcycle, or you can try to learn how to do photography. But there are certain requirements, and some of the requirements are that you need to have a plan, and you need to make a budget, and you need to do some accounting. So these projects really make our members learn how to do projects. They learn the need to plan ahead and also reflect afterwards, what could you have done differently and such. And I think that really develops their entrepreneurial skills.
I'm James Nixey, and I'm from the National Federation of Young Farmers Clubs from England. Before I joined Young Farmers, I wasn't really very confident. I didn't have a lot of public speaking skills. I wouldn't have wanted to deal with people. So the people skills I've learned from Young Farmers is incredible. Now I could walk into a room of hundreds of people and stand and talk, or walk up to anyone and talk to them. And that obviously applies for me at work. So I'm an electrician by trade. I work for myself. So I deal with a lot of people all the time. Sometimes I deal with, you know, 3 or 4 people a day, customers and things for work. Which I just wouldn't be able to have done without Young Farmers.
My name is Patricia Prindo, and I am from Latvian 4-H. In Latvian 4-H, we have this system where the participants or the members of the organization, when they grow vegetables or whatever they want, they can sell it in autumn, or they can choose. They can make a choice. Either they sell the products or they keep them to themselves. And that's is a thing that I haven't thought about many years, and I haven't looked at it in this way. So when we had to prepare as well the homework, it's like, all right, this is actually an entrepreneurship as well that they learn as kids.
Hello, my name is David. I'm coming from Georgia. I'm representing organization Umbrella. That's a youth organization that's working on sharing some information about exchange programs, about the opportunities that our Georgian youth could have. First of all, I think the first skill that they develop, and always from all the projects and especially from Umbrella, is like communication skills. For example, like it's already fourth or fifth day that I'm here. Like I had communication with about like more than like 70 first people, and not only are just ordinary people that they are representing their country, we identified and shared some insights about our cultures, shared some cultural experiences, and that helps me to develop my social skills.
You are listening to
Rural Voices,
the Rural Youth Europe podcast.
I'm Hannah Ørkvist from Denmark, and I am a chair member of the main head board of Landbrugsungdom in Denmark.
And this week we had a session, and it was a living library of lots of people that are involved either as an entrepreneur themselves or involved in really interesting initiatives. Can you tell me a little bit about what you were representing?
Yes, because I'm in the main board of Landbrugsungdom, I have a responsibility area called Vækstled, which I translate to growing your knowledge by sharing your experiences with other youth members of my organization. Because I'm responsible of this area, I will put together a program for members who can apply for the project. And then we will have like seminar weekends where we are teaching them about communication and conflict handling and other useful stuff like that.
So it's almost like a mentor scheme, is that right?
Yeah, you could call it that. It is like an informal education, a bit like we're doing here, just with other aspects.
And is the idea is that you try and recruit people who you think are going to go on in within your organization to take on roles?
Yeah, we have these different regions that has different chairmen connected to the regions, and we will ask these people, if they see someone that has like an extra spark in their eye when you talk about organizational work, and we will kind of recruit them for this educational program, and by that teach them how to be like a 10 out of 10 organization member. At least we hope to provide the skills you would need to be more confident in your role as a board member.
So what makes you a 10 out of a 10 board member then? What are some of those skills that you try and develop through the program?
Of course, everyone can be a 10 out of 10. Maybe that wasn't like the best way of putting it. But we really look for someone who will take like an active part in your local community and be a good leader by inviting others to lead with you and, you know, take responsibility of your area and the projects they do in the local areas and just be a general great person.
And do you think being part of your organization, you've personally, now you're at the point where you're teaching others, but have you gone through that process yourself?
I've actually been through the educational program before I was the lead member of it. So it, like, just from when I participated in the educational program to where now that I'm leading it, it's been a huge difference. And I'm very happy that I got those skills before I got to be a chair member.
Yeah.
So it's really, I think it's really useful to have.
And there may be some rural young people listening to this who are part of rural youth groups who are thinking about taking it to that next level and becoming, I don't know, an officer or a board member or wanting to give back to their organization, but they may be nervous about that. What is your advice to them?
I would say that everyone comes from that point. Everyone has to, like, begin it. And it is really just to step into the waters and learn to swim. Because you're going to learn to swim.
Yeah.
Everyone can do it. You just have to do it. And also have in mind that you will have to do it in your own way. You shouldn't compare yourself to how former board members did it or how I should be doing it, because you should just do it how you would like it, because that's the role you have as a board member.
And it's so interesting, isn't it? Because we've been talking about entrepreneurs all week, but everything that we're saying now about being having roles within our rural youth groups, that advice is just the same if someone wants to start their own business, right?
It is really. It is really that mindset you need to have to just go for it and do it, because you will succeed in some way and you will learn from it.
Thank you so much for getting involved with that Living Library session. Now that we're near the end of the week, how overall have you found this rally?
It's been really great. It is my first rally. I know that my organization has been represented before, but I'm very happy that I got here and I got to meet all these lovely people. And I think it's so interesting the way we can find connections with each other, that we have similar points, but we have very different ways of approaching problems and problem solutions. So I think it's so nice that we can do this experience sharing and take what we need from each other and use back home.
What is the one thing that you will be taking back home that you'll take away?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot here, because it's, oh wow, like, a big applause to the Germans, but they're so organized. I mean, that's very stereotypical German, especially as a Dane, but they just have their stuff together. I think they're very impressive.
I need that in my own personal life.
Yeah, me too.
So we heard there about Hannah's participation in our Living Library session, where we heard and learnt from lots of our participants about their own experiences. Through non-formal education methods, this week we've had a whole series of different sessions focused on how entrepreneurial skills can come together and benefit our rural communities. Here's more from the participants about what they've learned from those sessions and what they'll be taking back home.
I'm Alistair Brunton. I'm the National Chairman of Scottish Young Farmers. I really enjoyed yesterday morning. We had a session on self-reflection. Not something I'm comfortable with at all. I really struggle with that. But it gave us an opportunity to have a bit of a walk around and a chat with a delegate from another country and get to know them. Yeah, get to know them on probably a deeper level.
And I think reflecting on yourself was at least an eye-opening for me, because we had 30 minutes just to sit there and think what we would want to be in 5 years. And then I actually sat down and I couldn't write anything. So I had to think about it, because I really want to be an entrepreneur as well myself. But I had no plan how I want to get there or what I want to do and what are actually the next steps. So that was really good to actually reflect on myself.
So my name is Iris Koskela and I'm from 4-H Finland. There has to be the one where we got to do creative problem solving and
use our imagination and really think outside the box. It was really fun.
I think our role play session where we had to kind of design or come up with a solution to a problem that a business is facing. We came up with a very creative solution and role played it, kind of as an advertisement to all the other participants as to why our solution was so great.
So I'm Rhys Richards. I'm Wales YFC chairman from Wales. It's important for us to assess ourselves, not in a negative way, but in a positive way, to reinforce ourselves, to say that we are doing the right things or we want to change something if we're not quite happy. And it was nice then to discuss it with somebody else who was doing the same, because I learned that me and Miriam were from two different countries, two different backgrounds, but we were on the same page and the same level, and we wanted the same type of goals. So it was very nice and reassuring for myself to learn that about somebody else.
At least one of my favorite sessions were where we had a book library, where we got to know people like really well. And there was also representatives from the European Economics and Social Committee, which I found really interesting to get to know them and how they work and what they do in those committees.
So my name is Katrina, and I'm advocacy expert at the National Youth Council of Latvia, and I've been in youth sector for 18 years, and I'm also a member of the European Economic and Social Committee now.
My name is Kerli, and I represent Estonian small and medium-sized farmers, so I'm a manager of Estonian Farmers Federation, and I'm a farmer myself, and I'm a member of I am the member of the European and Economic and Social Committee as well.
Amazing. And you are both here as guest speakers in our first session today. Katrina, how did you find the session?
I actually always enjoying speaking with young people, because that energy and enthusiasm they have, I think this is something what we need at all levels, local, national, and also at EU level. So basically I was speaking about youth engagement in the committee. So since our house represents civil society organizations, so I was emphasizing that's really important to have youth organizations in our house, so we hear more from young people and to make their voices more vocal.
So how would a young person try and participate and do exactly that, get their voice heard at a European level?
Okay, so basically during the European Year of Youth, our committee decided to establish a youth group. And this youth group specifically works now on a specific initiative called EU Youth Test. And the EU Youth Test originally was tabled by the European Youth Forum. And to be sure, it's an impact assessment tool to make sure that all EU policy is seen through a youth lens. And it's based on three pillars: meaningful engagement, impact assessment, and mitigation measures. You can see and find different examples of the youth test in different EU member states. For instance, Germany, Austria, France, also in Belgium. But this is the first time this initiative is applied at EU level. So basically, the committee is the first EU institution to implement this youth-proof test. So I'm the one responsible. Also, together with my team, to develop this specific methodology for the implementation of the EU Youth Test in our house. And also youth organizations can apply and they can be part of this process and they can be involved in drafting our opinions. So that's one of the possibilities, yes.
And Kerlin, you're involved in the Estonian Farmers Federation. Do you want to tell us more about what that is?
Estonian Farmers Federation is an umbrella organization representing Estonian, yes, as I said, small and medium-sized farmers, but we represent also one of our member organizations is Estonian private forest owners. Estonia has a lot of forest, and the private owners own the forest, and there's many topics considering forestry questions that are on our table as well. Yeah. So yes, we do have many activities that we do to engage more younger people into our organization. For example, we have a leadership program for young people who want to be engaged in the NGOs and the work that they do, taking into consideration the advocacy. And we see that we need more young people in this kind of organization that we do have, like a farmers organization, because as you know, the average age of farmers are quite high in Estonia as well. So yes, we need this generational renewal in the organization level as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, all week we are talking about entrepreneurial mindsets. What are the challenges, do you think, that rural young people face when it comes to being an entrepreneur?
Well, there is quite many challenges to be an entrepreneur in rural areas. There is many obstacles being a rural entrepreneur, starting from the lack of capital, lack of access to land, which is very, very like main question young farmers have. Like they don't have the land to farm, and of course education and skills. Like they need more to know and have the skills to be in the rural areas and to work in these areas. But there is also the political or policy making that needs to support their rural entrepreneurs. And I think the organization like ours have, like a farmers organization or the young youth organization, I think they can support this entrepreneurial mindset, because I think that this kind of bringing here people who are actually entrepreneurs in rural areas or having the field visits, this can support and help to create this entrepreneurial mindset that this is possible and you have to be innovative and you have to think out of the box. And I think that people who are living actually are the entrepreneurs in rural areas, they are thinking outside of the box, like more than maybe people in the city. So
yeah,
they're more innovative.
I completely agree with you. And finally, a question for both of you. For young people listening to this podcast who are a part of rural youth organisations, who may be at the early starts of their careers, what is your message to them?
My main thing that I would like to say that is be part of the organisation, because they usually have the information and knowledge where to turn to if you want to have any fundings. They have the close connection with the Ministry of, I don't know, whatever is like in my case, Ministry of Agriculture, who have a lot of possibilities to help to speak up about the creation, what their needs are, to create different measures to support the young people. So I think that don't be passive, be active. This is one thing, and use the networks that you are creating in this kind of events and this kind of organization, because I think that this is something that can be used in different fields of your own career path.
I think you mentioned really, really well. So, I can just add, taking advantage of the Erasmus program called Young Entrepreneurs, which is celebrating now 15 years. So take an option, take this possibility to go abroad to get experience. I think that's a great opportunity as well for young people.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for joining me on the podcast. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your day at the rally.
Thank you.
Highlight of the week, unofficially, is the venue, the pool, the volleyball, the food has been fantastic, but officially would be the kind of like networking opportunities and sharing ideas, even just like, so with the rooms, we're all mixed up, so I'm with people from you know, different nations and that kind of thing, so you can just sit, have a chat and share ideas, and that is so powerful. I think people underestimate how powerful idea sharing can be.
Oh, highlights of the week. So first of all, I would say that it's my first international project, so it's my first international experience to meet so many people from so many countries.
My favorite part of the excursions was that there was a woman who was leading the community in a Facebook marketplace or Facebook communities, where she had brought up small farmers, and they are every Thursday from 6 to 7, a market event where they sell their products. And it only happens once a week from 6 to 7. And I was really surprised at the cost to be a member of this small farmer community was just €2 or €20 per year. And what I really loved, the way she said it, and you can feel it when she says it, that it's not about the money. It's about that little farmers can go and actually sell their products. And she informs everyone around the cities, all even further away cities, that, hey, we're going to have this market event. Just come and join and you're going to love it.
Probably just meeting all the people and making new connections and swimming in the river.
I think from all the participants I've spoken to, it's the passion. And it's amazing to see the passion throughout all the young people in rural areas across the world or across Europe. We all have the same targets and goals. We did a collage theme where we were designing our dream future. And when you look at the walls, you'd never believe that people from so many different countries and backgrounds, because a lot of the dreams and aspirations are similar or the same. And it's very nice and interesting to see that we as young people in rural areas want the same things and the best things for our future.
Evans, we have just finished the GA and you have finished your term on the board as chairman of Rural Youth Europe. What is your initial thoughts? How do you feel?
I don't think it's fully set in quite yet. I'm sort of waiting for the initial reaction to actually come in now. But after sort of listening to the new board, go to another board meeting now straight after the GA, I thought, oh, that's different, isn't it? After 5 years sat on the board.
Yeah, you've been on the board for 5 years. You've been chairman for the last 2 years. That moment just a minute ago when we were in the GA and there was a standing ovation for you, what was going through your head then?
To be honest, I don't think it's fully set in. It's just, I wasn't expecting that in any shape. I only done the job the best of my ability. And if people think, oh, fantastic, then that's great. Like, I do what any other chairman will do.
What are you most proud of during your time over the last couple of years?
I think I'm most proud of sort of stabilising the organisation. Worked on our staffing team, worked on our finances, and sort of brought everyone together as a team.
And I mean, all this week in the rally, the theme has been entrepreneurial mindset and the skills that being part of a rural youth organisation can develop your entrepreneurial mindset. How has being on the board of Rural Youth Europe, how has that given you skills?
It's given me the confidence, to be honest, to sort of just go out and do anything. It's a bit different to my home organisation and Young Farmers. The different cultures, the different nationalities. The organisation in itself is very different to back home. I feel like I've got the skills now to sort of just go off and do what I need to do and provide for the members. It won't be the last job I ever do within rural settings, but certainly wasn't my first either. But I've enjoyed every minute of it, even if I've complained about it, but it's been definitely an experience.
Exactly that. And you've represented Rural Youth Europe so well. You've represented Wales YFC so well. What is your final message to rural young people listening to this podcast?
I think my final message is just go out, do it, enjoy it. You never know what you can achieve in your life. Take every opportunity that you can, because you never know what's out there for you. I just enjoy life. Enjoy life to the fullest, because rural life is generally quiet, but there's a lot of opportunity out there for you.
So So there we go. We have come to the end of this year's European Rally. I'm sure for all the participants, it has been an unforgettable week. So many memories and new friends made, and leaving Estonia feeling incredibly inspired and optimistic about the future of rural areas. Care to stay, dare to change. There is so much to reflect upon. And during the closing ceremony, it was announced, and it is now official, that in 2025, we will be heading to Slovenia. The rally bell was passed over to the team from ZSBM, who will be hosting the rally next year. That's it from me, but in true Rural Youth Europe style, I'm going to leave you with some messages from the participants. At the end of the week, everyone has been writing lovely letters to each other that they will read on their way home, and I asked several of the participants to tell me what they would say in a lovely letter to the prep team, now that we're at the end of the week. Estonian 4H, thank you for hosting an incredible rally. Here's what the participants have to say.
I genuinely cannot thank the prep team enough, because I love detail, routine, and it's brilliant. Like, genuinely, they've thought of everything, and I genuinely cannot believe how, like, the level of attention to detail has just been incredible. So all I can say is obviously thank you.
A massive thank you, because they have been so amazing with like our body groups and all their like new ideas. The Rally Olympics has been fantastic, even though we're not winning.
First, I'd like to commend the prep team for this year, because they've done an amazing job keeping our calendar and our days busy, which is very hard for a crew this big. And I'd like to wish all the luck for the next year. And I think it'll be a great rally next year.
My message will be thank you. And that's well deserved. There were no such mistake or some problem or error that we came across, and you really make the difference. And you cannot make a difference without organizational stuff and organizational people that are taking part of it. So that would be two words, thank you.
You did such a good job. With all the sessions we had, we actually looked at all the parts of it, of the entrepreneurship and how to be an entrepreneur yourself. And I've talked with so many participants, right, during these days, and they always say that, all right, let's make a business here, let's make a business there. And again, we had this market, when we were at the marketplace as well, we were like, oh, we could do this business and we could do this. And then we actually came with like a small business plan, how it could work out. So it was just, I think you have done the best you could.
And they've put on a pretty varied program for us, and they've timed it very well in terms of what they've delivered each day. So as people have come out of their shell, we've had more interactive sessions later in the week so that people are engaged more and as we've got to know each other.
I think they have done a fantastic job organizing this event. I would just want to thank them, honestly.
I would for sure express my gratitude for organizing this event. It means so much for me personally, but I also see and know how much it means for a lot of other people as well. It's super motivating. There's so many good memories to take back home, and yeah, they're really doing a great job about making memories for rural youth all over Europe.
You are listening to
Rural Voices,
the Rural Youth Europe podcast.